This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Mayor Whitmire is defending HPD's coordination with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Whitmire spoke at today's city council meeting. He criticized the Houston Chronicle for reporting on a statement he made over the weekend when he confirmed it was taking place.
When people see social media or clickbait that says HPD is doing this wrong and doing this involved in enforcement of immigration and ICE laws, we know factually it's wrong. There's not one scintilla of evidence to demonstrate that.
Whitmire says HPD calls ICE when it encounters someone with an active immigration warrant, but he says otherwise are not involved in immigration enforcement. The Chronicle reports HPD contacted ICE more than 100 times this year, and that's compared to 9 times in 2024. Fort Bend County leaders are celebrating broadband expansion to the county's rural areas. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more than 3,000 homes and businesses will soon have access to high-speed internet service.
We did it.
Local leaders this week celebrated the completion of broadband expansion to the small town of Kendleton, which has lacked access to reliable high-speed internet for many years. Precinct 4 County Commissioner Dexter McCoy says when he ran for office, he heard from many residents who struggled with a lack of internet access.
It broke my heart to hear some of the residents talking about how they struggled to get their kids online when they were trying to learn during COVID.
Other rural parts of the county, such as Needville and Simonton, are expected to gain broadband access over the next year. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
The Rockets play the Washington Wizards at Toyota Center tonight. Tip-off is at 7. Clear skies expected this evening, overnight low around 63 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 82, and then tomorrow night, temperatures near 64 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.